This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Elvis is in Orange, Connecticut, starting us off. What's up, Elvis?
Hey, Sal. Did you watch the game last night?
I did.
All right, let me ask you something. How many pitches did... Who's the guy that pitched in the eighth inning? I always forget his name.
Helsley.
Okay. No, I mean the seventh inning.
Rogers. Taylor Rogers.
Why didn't you bring him out?
Did you watch the game last night, Elvis? I mean, maybe I should be asking you that question.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
He only threw about eight pitches.
Yeah, here's the thing, Elvis. I was texting about this, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in.
No, don't hang up yet.
Oh, okay, go ahead. You got something else? Go ahead. Get your other point, and then I'll answer that.
Because Mendoza is the one that would – he's the one that would have blew that game if Diaz didn't bail him out. You have no business bringing Hensley in. First of all, he can't even put the breaking ball over. It's like batting practice. They just sit there waiting for the fastball. How many times are you going to keep bringing the guy in? You only got 30 games left. You can't blow these games like this.
You can't anymore. You can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, he stinks. He has no business being in. And that guy only threw eight pitches. They should have brought him out again. Why not?
Here's where I disagree, Elvis, and thank you for the call. I think it's a good point. I was texting about this in real time with Evan last night. And we've been texting a lot during these games here. You know, it's crunch time, Met fans, you know, I have these conversations. I know he's as locked in as anybody else. So we're texting about this in real time. And you could see it coming because everybody's thinking the same thing. Well, there's no way you can go with Helsley in this game. You've got to win this game. So what are the Mets going to do beyond Rogers? For me, and Evan said he entertained your thought process saying, because we talked about this before Rogers inning in the seventh, and it was more, well, Helsley to Diaz right away if there's any sign of trouble because Brooks Raley not going to be available. I was thinking either Raley or Helsley for me would have been the eighth inning. And I would not have gone Diaz with two innings because I told you that before. I'm not stretching him out when I know that they may need him in the final game of the series, which is just as important as the first two. Evan was saying that after the fact with Rogers, because it was such a quick inning, to your point, Elvis, that Evan would have brought him back out for the eighth. I would not have done that under any circumstance. Rogers is what he is. He is a very efficient, highly effective reliever for one inning. Start the clean inning with him. Don't bring him in. Mendy's got himself into a bad habit, bringing Rogers in with guys on base. Stop. Stop doing that. Rogers got to. You want to go to somebody else in that spot? Fair enough. You can't go to Rogers there. Let him start an inning. I don't care if it's the seventh. I don't care if it's the eighth. Maybe he does get moved up or moved back to the eighth inning. Maybe it is going to be matchup dependent. But Rogers, to me, should be a guy who pitches the start of a clean inning, and that's it. One inning. I don't care if it's eight pitches, 30 pitches, one inning, that's it. You can't keep stretching these guys out and get them away from what makes them so effective. So I would not have entertained the idea of bringing back Rogers, even though it was just seven or eight pitches, whatever he threw. I personally would have done exactly what Mendoza did. I would have gone with Helsley there. Problem is, he was just saying, okay, well, we got a two-run lead. There's some wiggle room. And if he gets in trouble, I'm going to be ready to go to Diaz. The problem is, his trouble, Helsley's trouble, was game-tied two-run bomb to Bader. You can't be thinking that he's going to be giving up a home. Like, Helsley has not been – I mean, Helsley has stunk since he's been here. Obviously not been good. You can't imagine he's going to give up a two-run tying homer to Bader. A lot would have to happen for that to be the case. And it happened. Walked the guy and then gave up, you know, a two-run bomb that I think is still going. He can't put guys away with his fastball. So now, I think definitively, we've all seen, you could have said, well, you didn't want Helsley there. Well, what would you have done? Diaz for two innings? And then you take him out of play tonight? Now, obviously, he had to go to Diaz earlier than he would have liked to anyway, but that was an emergency situation, not doing it willingly ahead of the cause. So now I would agree that Helsley cannot be used in the eighth inning or any high-pressure situation. But that's a problem for them. So who's going to close out the game tonight? You're going to have Raley available. Okay, maybe Rodgers can pitch again because he threw the fewer pitches that he, you know, the amount of pitches he threw last night, seven or eight pitches. Fair enough. So you could have Rodgers again and then Raley. Are you going back to Diaz again? They might have to. Now you're really stretching him, and you're worried about his effectiveness. Point is, they had to go to Helsley at some point here to see if they could get him back on track. I thought last night was the right spot, coming off of the clean inning the night before. Two-run lead, so it's not just the one skinny run. And it was the bottom part of the order. He gave it up. He cannot be trusted moving forward. End of story. And that's a problem for the Mets. So while it's great that they've won these first two games and have got themselves back into the conversation for the division, A, they need a sweep to make it really stick and be in play. B, even with the win, there were some concerning things, some alarming things last night, specifically with Manaea and Helsley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.